Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dudes, behind the foods. Yo, it's the dudes, behind the foods. Dudes, behind the foods. Yeah, it's the dudes, behind the foods.
That's actually really fucking good.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Oh Lord.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm.
That was very good.
Thank you.
I felt like I was, I don't know, in a soulful church and I was a part of the choir, but they had me in the back because I wasn't good enough.
That little run
That's true. That's actually very true.
No, you know you got solos in church, dog. You ever did the choir shit?
I did, but I didn't get a solo because I was too scared.
Aww.
And then, So the funny thing in high school, so I joined choir the last like semester just because at that point in my life, I was like, you know what? I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna do whatever I want.
Yeah, fuck this guy shit. I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna join this fucking choir.
That's not what I meant. But yeah, because you don't kind of want to get made fun of as the guy that sings or whatever, whatnot,
yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know, especially you go to a school where there's a bunch of thuggery going around, you become the singer guy. People got something to say. But when you're in my junior year of high school and my senior year of high school, I didn't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah.
I was like, who the fuck cares? I'm leaving all you losers in the dust.
That's right.
And so I decided to join choir. I didn't do a solo. I was too scared. I was too scared of either fucking up or just something bad was going to happen. But
pass out or something?
Pass out. Oh God. Nah, I always wanted to sing the national anthem, and I'm so glad I did it.
Oh, why?
Because the guy who always sang, he always got made fun of.
So I've told you this story before. I went to high school with a bunch of, you know, it was a lot of cholos, right? And at the school assemblies, they loved yelling shit out. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, they do.
A lot of like, you know, whenever a girl was on stage, mucha ropa, mucha ropa. And everyone would go, culero, culero.
This is the most Mexican school ever.
But one time, Oh man, my poor bestie, super ego, Eric Ochoa. He was in high school.
I love this story.
And I'm sure I've told it before. He's on stage. You know what I'm saying? Eric likes to sing a little bit. He's doing a, you know, they chose him to sing the national anthem at one of these assemblies. So he's up there and he's, you see? He's into it, right? Yeah. Little fucking boy band hand motions. He's into it. It's quiet. We're listening to the national anthem. And then some cholo from the audience, Maggot! but it wasn't Maggot.
Okay. It starts with an F.
Yes.
With a hard F.
Yes.
And that is what I was always scared of. When you told me that story before, you only confirmed my suspicion. Because that's exactly what would have happened to me, and I would never live it down.
Oh, man.
It would be stuck with me for the rest of my fucking life.
It was fucked up.
Shout out to Miss Dake. So she was the choir teacher, and I was actually, I guess I showed up to every performance that I had to show up to, right? Okay. And a lot of this choir students never did. They were always doing extra stuff, and some people were very, very talented at singing,
mm-hmm.
but on the curricular side, they would never complete what they were supposed to do.
Okay.
So, choir was the only class that I enjoyed, so I really loved it. I got to, you know, do what I wanted to do.
Right.
So, towards the end of the year, there's people who have been in choir since their freshman year, and you'll get like this plaque for somebody. I forgot what it was for music, right? Whether you were a part of choir, you were in band or whatever,
mm-hmm.
they would only give this one person this award every year. So I was only in choir. I was in choir for like a semester in junior and the semester in senior of high school, mm-hmm. right? I received that award.
Oh, damn, you were killing it that?
But the only reason why is because I showed up to everything. I did the curricular stuff,
perfect
too.
Perfect attendance, boy.
Perfect attendance. I did everything that
Nerd.
I was supposed to. Yes, I was. For the choir, I was. Because
mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it. There was this girl that fucking hated me because I got that award. Because she was in choir since freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior.
But she wasn't showing up to classes
she
or what?
She wasn't showing up to classes and shit. And so I remember she was like, hey, I wanted to show, you know, somebody who's going to get this award. They've been blah, 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 blah. I didn't think it was going to be me.
Yeah. Because
I've only been there for a short period of time.
Yeah.
And I received this award. This girl gets up. she looks at me and she goes, fuck you. And then storms out.
What?
I was shocked. And then one of the other girls explained to me, it's like, well, she's been wanting that award forever.
Wow.
But you just came in and you got it. So, you know, that's why she's super salty. But wow. I'm like, that's not my fucking fault. I didn't do anything.
Bruh, that sounds like the teacher was doing it out of spite towards her.
I really feel that's what it was.
Right, right.
Because she was super fucking talented.
Like, you got all this potential and you can't even show up to class. I'm going to give it to this little trash ass, ugly ass boy.
Okay.
Because he shows up every day.
There you could have just said, trash ass boy, the ugly is the one that stuck with me, and you didn't have to say that, all right? And she gave it to me, and guess what? She hated me. And that girl was super talented.
Damn.
She was, I think she was an alto, so her tone in her voice was really fucking amazing, too. And she just didn't get it. And I'm sorry.
What am I by you hearing me sing through all these years? Because I don't
you
know.
You and I think, have the same vocal range. So we have this weird, we can't really hit high notes and mm-hmm. we can't really hit low. So for you and I, when we start to try to reach these notes that we can't reach, we can actually start mixing our head voice and our chest voice a little bit. But our voice is very thin. So
who can't hit low notes?
That's not very low.
Number one,
it's not very low. You just changed your voice.
How sweet the sound.
You sound like a retired military person. Right before he dies, he goes, I just want to do one more thing.
Amazing grace. Everybody gather around.
That was actually a really good run right there. That was really good.
The run I did. So here's the thing, bro, right? So like, yeah, okay. I know I can carry a tune, right?
Mm-hmm.
But whenever I'm asked to like genuinely sing, I get a little nervous. It's uncomfortable for me, right? The only times I can actually, I sound at my most decentest are when I'm copying Someone I've heard or a run that I've heard. Even the beginning, the that shit I was doing was from, you ever seen Glory with Denzel Washington?
Yes.
So there's a scene where they're all around the campfire and they're singing like, they're, oh my Lord, 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 Lord. And after every, after that, they go, and they're like talking.
And it just stuck with you.
So that shit just is in my head. But like,
you and I actually have a very, I think a similar singing voice. Like, I think I just worked on mine longer, right? So, like, I always say this. I'm not actually a very good singer.
What? Right? You tripping.
I am somebody who is good at using what he has.
Okay.
Like, so when you hear good singers, right? Like,
me and my dick.
It's not the size. It's very pretty.
It's the range.
Yeah, the range. But my vocal cords curve left. But like, I'm very good at using what I have. When you see other people who are vocalists, right? They can really, really sing.
Work.
Like, I say, like, you and I have this voice. Well, I call it the Ryan Leslie voice.
Like, he knows how to use it.
We know how to use our voice.
That makes complete sense. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what we have. Mm-hmm. When I hear, like, I posted these two Indian twins the other day on my story.
Oh, I saw.
Bro.
Yeah.
Those are really good singers. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of people now who are R&B singers, they kind of fall in our range. Mm. We just kind of do what we have, and then technology cleans up the rest.
All that studio magic works wonders nowadays. Mm-hmm. Or did you see that run? Oh, I sent it to you. Everybody was sharing that shit. I'm ready to go where the people are. Oh, man. That harmony at the end, crazy.
If you guys want to be successful as Instagram singers, if you have a great voice, you just need to always have one fat gay dude to sing with you. That's like the key. I've seen the best vocalists, and then this is random. Always one fucking fat gay guy that has vocals like a motherfucker, dude.
Yeah, man. I think it's just kind of... It's an automatic thing, you know what I'm saying? If you got the fat and you got the gay, you can automatically sing. You know, you got two out of three, you feel me? You got the fat and the gay.
You stupid piece of shit. I knew it. I fucking knew it. Lime green hat, boy. For lime green hat, Tim is so funny, dude.
It's because I'm very sleepy. And
I'm sleepy as fuck too. I'm jet lagged as a motherfucker.
Are you? I mean, yeah. How long are you in Hawaii? For like a week and a half?
About a week and a half, man. And I got a little lechon toasty, as you guys can see.
You look good, man. I think the tan looks good on you, dog.
I actually didn't gain any weight this time.
What a blessing.
I portioned very well.
Good for you.
I decided, because I have an apartment out there, I decided to cook at home for breakfast.
What?
Yep. I just had eggs. And I waited till 12, so I fasted a little bit.
Your boy was intermittent.
I was intermittenting. And so I got to eat a little crazy, but I kind of controlled it, and I didn't gain any weight. And I just kind of kept it right there.
Good for you. Well, I got you some hearty breakfast here today.
I knew you would. You just want me to be the fat person all the time. You don't want that fucking smoke?
I don't. I was kind of just scrolling through my Uber Eats options for the studio space.
Oh, speaking of them, my Postmates arrived.
And I came across a little Filipino spot.
Oh, my God. The Philippines?
So?
Robin, the food is here. Can you go get it downstairs? Thank you, please. I love you so much.
Yes, you guys can keep chatting.
Okay.
Wow.
That's a big booty Robin there.
Yeah, did you? Okay, well, let me wait till she leaves. Okay, and you see her butt today, dog? Yo, bro. I don't know if she knows what she's... Those leggings are like extra thin today or something,
super
man.
Super thin.
Yeah.
You know
man.
What I
okay,
mean?
Okay, I don't want to say it while she's in here. I don't want to get sued for like sexual harassment and shit. So she's never going to hear this, but yo.
Even though she's editing it, she's going to hear it back anyways.
Oh,
you in trouble, dog. You in trouble.
So I ordered from a Filipino spot, and it is called... Let me give credit where credit's due, because I know... You know what I'm saying?
It's got putang in a sisi.
It's called putang in my butt. It's called Goto at Silog.
Oh, Goto at Silog.
Goto at Silog.
Thank you for calling United Airlines. This is Janelle speaking. How can I help you?
So I ordered a couple breakfast things. I got some sizzling sisig.
Sisig.
Tocino y... And I said E in Spanish. And longaniza.
Longaniza.
So I knew that shit was going to be fire. Tocino is like, you know, some fatty bacon, pretty much, and then, you know, longanisa, of course.
You know, because of you, this is actually one of my favorite things to drink now.
Really?
Bailey's and cold brew.
Oh, man. I mean, it's great. It gives you a little, you know what I'm saying, pick me up, as well as you get a little turnt up in the morning. And
ow!
Oh, you put the little turnt up inside to pick me up, and then you put it in the drink.
Actually, I put something in the coffee to turn you down.
You wake up after the pick me up, and you don't know what happened.
Oh, that piece of shit.
Oh,
you were my hero. You were my hero as a kid.
So, yes, of course, we got the tocino, which is like kind of the fatty bacon, the longanisa sausage. We got a couple eggs on there. Bang, bang.
Red food coloring and everything. I loves it.
Oh, and we don't have utensils.
I did run, but I'll run again.
Thanks, Robin.
And can you...
Wait. Maybe his meal came with utensils.
Oh, smart. Let me check.
Okay.
Breakfast burritos. I wonder if they're...
Perhaps not.
First of man on the lies, a bit the bottom no more. Hold myself at the fall alive. Nothing gets to you. What is it best to go? I'm at the man in fall alive. Men talk better, men talk better. Men talk better, but men talk better for your life. Mentos, the
it
fresh maker.
It doesn't look like it, so okay. I'll just get my steps in and I'll be right back.
Thank you, Robin.
Keep talking.
Okay, cool. Okay, let's just wait till she leaves. Yo, you see Robin's titties, though. Jeez, man.
The titties were titted.
The titties were titillating. Hit Robin up for a late ting.
Ooh, a late ting Jamaican.
Ooh.
What is you making?
Whoa. Oh, making some bacon like this. Tocino for my cochino.
Hold on a second. It's also for my chino.
Oh. While we sip this cappuccino, go to the hood. They trying to cap a chino.
Oh. Have you wrapped up in a body bag like a tostino?
Oh. Whoa, tocinos. Have you seen her? Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Oh, I see her face.
Let me tell you something, man. I have received a couple of messages from people who do spoken word, and they are trying to convince me on a daily that spoken word is beautiful. And let me tell you something. The more you DM me about that, the more I'm going to make fun of it. It's not going to work. I'm not saying I haven't enjoyed spoken word. I'm making fun of bad spoken word, god damn it.
No, when it's done right, it's great.
Bro, come on, dude. Like, I understand. Like, some people are just like, you just don't have a dead soul. Someone said I had a dead soul.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah, somebody DM me. They're like, it's like, you know what? You can't understand these because you have a dead soul. I'm like, bro, even that just proves how whack
so
it is. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. That's silly. We're obviously like making fun of the bad spoken.
Come
word.
On, man. One of my favorite ones was actually when Kanye West came on Def Comedy Jam and he was just doing, I was like, this is actually really dope spoken word.
He's doing his bars from All Falls Down before he turned it into a song. Yeah.
Oh, it was so good.
Oh, dog. If you fuck with the Def Poetry Jam, I got like early YouTube days, all I used to watch was Def Poetry Jam clips. Mm. I got some fire I'll send you, dog. I got one that literally every time I watch, makes me tear up. It's
pussy.
I know. Oh, it brings the pussy out of me, dog. It's great. You're gonna cry, bro. It's like this.
Like E.M. Tongi when he sings.
Oh.
You know, I finally watched it enough where I don't tear up when I watch it. But I think I watched it probably at least like 20 times. If you guys don't know who E.M. Tongi is, E.M. Tongi is the winner of American Idol. Mm-hmm. He is a Tongan dude from Hawaii that moved to Seattle, and he won American Idol. And dude, if you haven't seen him audition singing that a James Gunn song. No, James Gunn is the director. I'm sorry.
James Blunt.
James Blunt.
Yeah. I think we've all seen it by now.
Oh, you sent it to me. I fucking teared up like a bitch.
Yeah, dog. I sent it to everybody, and I'm like, yo, prepare to cry. And I sent it to Chia, and you know, sometimes Chia, like, I tell her to watch it, and she kind of like half watches it. And I had it on in the background one day when she was finally ready to watch it, like, watch it. And I'd seen it like 10 times at this point. So I'm like, all right, I'm just put it on. And then I just hear, before the song even starts, like, the song just started, she's like, are you kidding? I look up, she just tears down her cheeks.
All you see is this.
She was like, I was not ready for this.
I feel like it probably hits you even harder because you are a father now.
Dude. Not really. Okay. No.
Either way, it would have felt the same.
No, completely.
Not really.
Because, well, I mean, you know what? It hit me harder as a son, to be honest, because it's singing to his dad, right? So literally, as like corny as it sounds, when I saw that shit, I texted my dad immediately, just like, hey, I love you, and like this and that.
Oh, you could say I love you to your dad?
Yeah, I say I love you to my dad all the time.
Oh, I can't say that to my dad. He would call me gay.
Really?
I think so.
Koreans are different, dude. Like,
hey, dad, I love you. He just goes, that's a gay. That's a so gay. Okay, 부대찌개 gay.
I don't know when it happened. I really started kind of leaning into like maybe my teenage years, just really telling my parents and my dad that like, hey, like I love you.
I can say it to my mom. I think my dad would just laugh. I'll just be like, dad, I love you. He goes, hi. That's it.
And it's like, is it like a thing where it's like, oh, I know you love me? And
well, we had this fight a long time ago. This was actually our last fight that we ever had. Mm-hmm. And this fight was basically based on, long story short with this, he kind of explained to me in this fight that like, look, you can't expect me to do things the way that you want to because I never grew up communicating the way that you want me to communicate. Mm-hmm. Like your grandparents spoke to me in a way that was so straightforward. Like basically they said this, like, are you hungry? Do this, do that. Mm. So that's the only way I know how to communicate. So you got to stop expecting me to talk to you like how your mom talks to you. You'll never have that relationship with me. I don't know how to do it. It's weird for me. So now I don't expect it. Mm. And our relationship got a lot better because the fight was like, hey, look, how come when you call me, all you do is, have you done this? Have you done that? And all you want to do is tell me what to do. Just talk to me like a normal fucking person. Mm-hmm. And he literally was like, I can't. I don't know how.
Wow.
Like, it's not in me. Mm-hmm. Like, your parents, your grandparents spoke to me this way, and I'm only a better version of them.
Oh, shit.
So I can't do it. So if you want to go ahead and talk about your fucking gay feelings, go talk about it with your mom.
You know, both of my parents are pretty sensitive, you know? Mm. Like, they're just a couple of sensitive souls, dog.
You said, just pictured your mom next to the plant. With the violin playing. My parents are sensitive.
Fucking the plants like wilting too with my mom.
I know. Forever, yeah. One of the funniest photos I've ever seen.
If you don't know what we're talking about, refer to a past episode. But my mom had some plants stolen, like chopped off. And so my dad sends me a picture of her just crying, not crying, but just very like sulking next to this like half chopped plant.
The reason why that's funny too is just like, how dramatic of a person are you? She knew the picture was gonna be taken. And she was like, you send this to my son.
That's my mom, dog. The drama, bro. But they're both pretty sensitive. So, you know, they're very open to like talking, like saying I love yous and shit like that.
I love that.
I had a homie in high school that his parents never told him I love you ever his whole life, right? And then once we kind of like started joking around on some, like, you know, back then it's like, oh, you know, you tell your homie I love you, he's like, stop being gay, bro, whatever, right? But then I think I started being like, hey, yo, Kev, I love you, man. Hey, I love you, dog. And he really kind of just like, he had never heard it before. Mm. And he really, it hit something in him, you know? Now, you know, as a grown man, even like texting me, like I don't see him often, but like he'll text me and he'll be like, hey, yo, I love you, son. Like all the time, because like he never got that growing up. So I think the first time I was like, yo, I love you, man. He was like, LOL, he's like, LOL, whatever. He's like, all right. But then I was like, nah,
you
Kev.
Sure you like pussy?
He's like, hey, yo, pause. But he's like, I love you too. Pause.
I just said to your dad, amen, pause. Amen, pause.
Pause. Speaking of pause, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these commercial messages.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Pause, man.
Pause. Pause, pause. Hey, give that a pause. Pause that, man.
Pause that. That's exactly how you nail it.
Pause that, man.
Pause it.
Give that a pause. But yeah, so he really, my boy, he just like, so when we started telling him I love you, he was like, you know, was all about it. You know what I'm saying?
Was it weird for you to say it for the first time?
To my homies or my dad?
To your dad.
Nah.
I'm going to try it this week and I'm going to record it and I'm going to send it to you and I'm going to be mad. Like, this is not how it turned out. And he keeps calling me gay.
You should make it a TikTok, dude.
Oh, my dad would hate that, though. He doesn't want to be on, like, I've tried, because my dad's actually a really funny, goofy dude. Mm. And not even just for content's sake. I kind of want people to know how I have my personality, like, where it's from. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? My dad's a goofy-ass fucking guy, and he has jokes for days. So I kind of wanted to record him, but my dad gets super nervous about that stuff, so I haven't been able to do it. But my dad be like roasting my mom sometimes, and sometimes me and my brother are in tears.
Yeah, like that.
I remember we came back to Sacramento to hang out with them, and then my mom made some type of meat. I forgot what it was. And my dad ate it, and he was like, "It's just a little chewy." Then my mom looks at him, right? She is like, "I could eat it fine. Like, something's wrong with your teeth." Then she looks at it in Korean. He looks at her teeth. He goes, "You call those damn things in your mouth teeth?
Oh, God."
It's like, the way it said it, I cried laughing. Yeah, I was like, that was fucking unnecessary. But that's how funny my dad is. But nobody will ever know.
Unless they listen to the podcast.
I know. And by the way, this Tocino?
Yeah.
Fucking delicious.
I was just going to ask you. Yeah, how are you feeling? I'm liking the Tocino better than the Longaniza, actually.
It's like, what's it called? The Chinese red pork.
Oh, yes.
But better.
Yeah.
But better. Oh, that is fucking good.
People be talking shit about, I've heard people say that Filipino food is not good, but I don't know what you're ordering, bro, because.
Well, people who say that clearly are trash.
Yeah.
Because, listen, I understand Filipino food might all be brown, much like the color of their skin.
Yes.
Might not be the healthiest, but we understand unhealthy food is what? Delicious as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell me you never had garlic rice with a little longaniza, a little fried egg. You tripping, bro.
Tripping, bro. Speaking of disrespectful kids and disrespectful parents. Bro, Veda has been on this kick lately where she only likes when Chia puts her to sleep for nap time and for bedtime. Like, so, you know,
we'll read her her little couple stories, and then we'll put her in her little just like little sleep sack, and we lay her down, right? So for a while we were being like, okay, you want bedtime with mommy or bedtime with daddy? Stories with mommy, stories with daddy. And sometimes she say mommy. Majority of the time she say mommy, but it's like a 60-40. Sometimes she'll say daddy, right? I was gone for like 4 days working and shit. So I was missing bedtime and nap times. And then I think she got really used to mommy time. Because then I would come back and, you know, so we would start switching it up just so she didn't think it was always going to be mommy just in case she was gone, right? And this one day, bro, she was fucking a whole ass tantrum because it was daddy doing story time. Screaming, no, mommy's story time. And let me tell you what fucking cracked me up, dog. Because as we've said previously, Veda is a, she's speaking a lot. She yes. knows words and shit. She understands what the fuck she's saying. So Veda was kind of like flailing and shit while I was trying to hold her and like get her into nap mode. So I like grabbed her arm and put it down her waist. She goes, my arm! I'm trying not to crack up, yeah. right? But I'm like chuckling inside. And so she's just been very...
terrible twos, dude.
Terrible twos, yeah. And so we've established with her that, look, sometimes it's going to be daddy. So she has calmed down, but it's still obvious that she prefers Chia, right? So the other night, I put her to sleep, and I was like, all right, come on, mama, let's go. I run into the room. She runs with me. It's fine. I read her a story. But so I put her in her little sack. I lay her down, and she's just looking up at the ceiling, and she goes, I miss stories with mommy.
Oh, my God. I was
like, she either said I miss or I like, but she's like, I miss stories with mommy. I was like, you...
little bitch. I was
like, yeah, in my head, right? Yeah. And I'm like... what you don't like story time with daddy? She said, I don't like story time with mommy. I was like, all right, well, let's sing a song. Let's put you to bed, right?
You're crying.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, bro.
How come you can't be like Ian Thongi? Huh?
One of these days, you'll be like Ian Thongi, and you're going to be singing about your dad who's on his deathbed.
But you lied about it, and you're alive, you're watching them.
Yeah. I fucking fake an illness just to watch her be sad about it, just to feed my little, like, my craving for attention.
That's going to be so funny. It's like 20 years later, and that's what you get for saying, I like stories with yeah. Bobby.
I come out, it's a prank, bitch! But yeah, man, I was just thinking, too, like, how fucked up it is for someone like me, who is very, like, I'm a words of affirmation ass dude. And to be constantly rejected by the person you love
your
most.
Fucking daughter, dude.
Yeah, dog. My daughter, my pride and joy, like the fucking love of my life, like who's constantly rejecting me and just being a little asshole, but doesn't have like the awareness to be like, hey dad, I'm sorry. You know, I just like, I didn't mean this.
But just wait. As Q gets older.
Yeah.
And then she starts getting jealous of Q and the attention you give to Q. Mm-hmm. Guess what happens? You know girls be a little petty.
Oh, I'm counting down the days, dog. I'm already beginning to ignore her a little bit. Because I know how you bitches work, okay?
Daddy?
Just, daddy, change my diaper, please. Please, huh? Oh. Now you want to talk to daddy, huh?
Story time with mommy, though, huh? Yeah, in your fucking face, dude.
Yeah, that's right. No, man, I could never.
You would. You crumble so easy, dude.
I really would, bro.
But it's kind of interesting where, like, when I was asking a friend of mine, because they've had multiple kids. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what is it about them when they turn two? It's just like they become cognizant. Mm-hmm. They understand the power of no. They mm-hmm. understand the power of yes, the words like please. And so now... they understand I can create my own reality if I want to. Mm-hmm. So they're testing these fucking boundaries. All they're habitual line steppers as yes. 2-year-olds.
Yes.
And they just want to break you down.
And she knows I'm weak. She senses it. She senses that shit in me, dog. Chia's a little more stern. And I'm the fucking pushover for that little girl. And I need to like man up figuratively. And
Listen, I understand, man. Yeah. I don't even have kids, but I can't say no to your daughter. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, what's going to happen when I have my own? You know what I mean? Man. It's going to be fucking hard, dude. Oh. But for some reason, for boys, no, it's pretty easy, huh?
Oh, dude. Look, I love Q.
Yeah.
I love Q. And he's getting cuter by the day, bro.
By the way.
Cuter by the day.
I met Q. Fucking adorable.
I know.
I fucking love that baby. So fucking cute.
Last night he was giving me a hard time, though, dog. You know, we're shooting three episodes today.
Yo, if you guys listen to this podcast, every time I say something good about Q, this motherfucker, hey man, hey, this is a little motherfucker.
No, but look. No, me and him are going to be besties. I know it, right?
Yeah.
But, like, bro, last night I was literally like, I'm going to try and get a good night's sleep tonight because I'm shooting three motherfucking episodes with David tomorrow. I'm going to just let the sleep take me away. And I handle the feeds at night. So Chia will prep a bunch of breast milk. And Q, he's been sleeping great. He's only been waking up maybe a couple times during the night past, like, a few weeks or so. I bottle feed him, put him back to sleep. But, bro, last night I feel like I probably woke up, like, every hour, dog. Like, probably, like, 5 to 6 times. And in between those 5 to 6 times, I was dreaming very intensely. So, you know, sometimes when your brain is that active, you feel like you didn't even sleep. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So this fool was not only waking up every hour, but also, like, when I changed him, he peed on me twice. Like, I was able to dodge the first one, like, the Matrix, because I saw it come up even though I was keeping the room dark. But, like, that shit, he got on my fucking, my side of the bed, and I was so tired. I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna sleep in some piss. I don't even care, right? And then, later, he peed again. I got it with my hand, thank God. But, he was giving
me. How do you stop that? Like, you're supposed to be prepared for, like, with a pee shield?
Well, what people will do, and I ran out of tissues, is, like, while you're changing, the tip is, like, put a little just thing of, like, tissue. Just
so it just gets on,
yeah, so it just catches the pee, right?
Why do they just be peeing like that?
They just pee, dog, and it shoots up. When it's in the daytime, I can kind of see the fucking his little penis charge up to pee, so I can see it coming. But at night, he's coming. But like at night when I keep the room dark, I don't know when this shit's coming, so I kind of gotta be ready for it, you know. But yeah, he was giving me a time last night.
Listen, Q is so fucking cute. Mm-hmm. He kind of coos a little bit too. He's mm-hmm. such a cutie. He's very good at being held. Sometimes he gets a little fussy here and there, but guess what cures that? A little mommy time.
Mm-hmm.
I just pass him off to Chia, and then all of a sudden he's super calm again. But I held Q for like 20 minutes, and he was just so chill, just so cute and cuddly. Yeah. I love that little bastard.
Yeah. That is my biological son. That is not a bastard, right?
I like calling him a bastard because of the way you treat him.
No, look. Now that
just kidding. I'm kidding, guys.
Now that he's a little more of a baby person and not so much of a little just crying ball of flesh, it's more fun again, right? First couple months, I was telling Chia, even though I initially told Chia, like, hey, 4 babies, let's fucking do it. That's what you want to do. Let's do it. I'm with it, right? After the first couple months of Q's crying and shitting, I was like, hey, I'm done. I'm done.
Yo, so I was at this fool's house, right? It was before my flight to Hawaii because I wanted to see Q and then hang out with Chia. I haven't seen her in months. Chia goes like, yeah, well, we got like, you know, 2 more. And this fool in the corner as he's doing the dishes. No more. I don't have a life. And she's like, you can't back out now. You were fine with 4 before. He's like, no more.
I was like, how are you going to tell me? Like, she's like, talking about it like it's a fuck, like I signed a contract or some shit. She's like, nope, that's not what you said. Yeah. I'm like, hey, man, you can't have this sperm no more, right? You're cut off.
That's so fucking funny. She's like, I don't think so. We're going to have fucking 4.
But I say that to say now that Q's more of just a pleasant baby, I'm like, I'm looking at him. I'm like, all right, I might be down for more. Just because I also know
they're just amazing.
They're so cute, and they are. It's fun, you know. Mm-hmm. The key for me right now is just really trying to that look. The first few baby months are difficult, right? You can't do shit but do baby shit, and I forgot because it's been 2 years since Veda was that small.
Yeah.
So I got reminded again, and I was like,
you know, it's interesting watching like a mother kind of take care of her son. Like, even the way that Chia looks at Q mm-hmm. is different than the way, in my opinion, the way she looked at Veda.
Mm.
Like, she looked at Veda like, oh, this is my precious firstborn.
Mm-hmm.
But when she looks at Q, it's like, oh, this is my baby boy.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a different type of, so I could understand why boys really fall in love with their mother.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's like this different connection that a mother has with their son.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing that was pretty fucking cool, though. I'm like, oh, she looks at Q differently than the way she looks at Veda.
It is very cool because, you know, as I've said before, we thought we were gonna have nothing but girls. Mm-hmm. That was just what I thought in my heart of hearts. But then we got this boy, which she was not expecting.
And she, it is different, you know what I'm saying? She's like, she calls him the prince that was promised, like Game of Thrones, you know? And I, you know, and for me, it was like, it's all this new, these new feelings that kind of come into my head, like, oh, damn, I gotta teach him shit, you know? I feel this responsibility to like, oh, I gotta raise a man, you know? As you can see, I haven't shaved in a couple weeks because I have to teach Q soon. So I have to make sure
I shaved today.
Did you?
I shaved today. My facial hair is actually starting to grow out a little faster finally after 35 years.
How's that? And how does your facial, does it come in?
Oh, it's sparse. Yeah. It's sparse, but it grows faster now. Like whenever my facial hair grows out, it's fucking disgusting. I just look gross as hell. Like there's no, like it's probably honestly about 22 hairs here. You know what I mean? And then it's just sparse little fucking things that come out here. I hate it.
Samesies. Do you shave your pubes?
Yes.
All the way or? You...
So I maintain the pubis area because if you grow it out fully again and you have to shave it again, it's so much fucking work. You got to start all over. You know, the whole deforestation process takes a it's pretty harsh.
Fucking Korean rainforest down there.
So I like to maintain it so I don't have to do so much work later on.
Yeah.
Right? And it's just like grown habits.
When you were younger, now I say this because when I was a younger man,
when I was a young warthog,
when I was a young pubescent boy, I never fully shaved my pubes. I would trim them until a girl I was dating in the shower, she shaved me, like because she said,
"Do you live in a porno, bro?" What in the fuck are you talking about?
This
Do
girl,
you live in a fucking porn?
This is just maintenance, dog. Hygiene and maintenance, bro. So she would say that during our intercourse, if I had like some pubes there, it would
tickle.
It would tickle. It would distract her from her orgasm because it would feel prickly. All right. And
I'm gonna come. She starts
giggling. It would bother her. So one day in the shower, she took a fucking razor and shaved me clean.
And then after you're just bleeding everywhere.
Yeah, right. She and now I can't have children.
You just have tissue paper just blotted around your garage. Thanks, babe.
I have tissues jammed into my sack. After that, for years, I would shave my shit all the way, and then I feel like. Having completely shaved pubes kind of became out of style. I feel like everybody kind of has a little bit of pubic hair now. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's kind of more desirable. I even asked Twitter one time. I asked the girls. I was like, what do you prefer? Shaved all the way, full out bush on your man, or just kind of trimmed? And majority of the votes were trimmed pubes, not shaved all the way.
I'll tell you this. One of the biggest reasons why I kept shaving it was because I wanted to get my dick sucked more often because it was just annoying for girls to like, you know, even if you had, let's say if you trimmed and you cleaned it nicely, it's just hair in your face. You know what I'm saying? So like that was the biggest motivation was somebody saying like, look, you get your dick sucked more if you fucking shave it down more often. I'm like, then of course it doesn't exist.
Right. But I think once you become grown,
you don't give a fuck.
You don't give a fuck, dog. You don't give a fuck. Once you're grown, you're like, give me that fuck. I put my face in the full bush, the Japanese style bush, bro. I don't give a fuck. Pixelations and all that.
Get the hedge clipper.
Samurai sword. You suck a dick. I suck a dick. All right, guys, we're gonna go down on each other. We'll be right back.
Yeah, I feel like with the whole...
Will you want to try the sizzling sizzik?
Oh, yes, I would.
It's not sizzling anymore, but... And don't forget what you were about to say. Here, give me your plate.
Oh, yeah, I'll be honest with you. I put way too much Bailey's in mine, and... Let me
know. Oh, you are a red boy right now.
I like how my first meal is alcohol. Well, it's not a problem because it only happens when we do the podcast.
Well, good, because we have two more episodes to go, and you have plenty of time to sober up, so...
third episode, I'm just going to be on the floor.
Well, it's lit. You were about to say something about your pubes. Oh, this looks great.
Oh, fantastic, by the way. But yeah, I feel like with the pubis area, right? It was one of those things that at the time, like, I feel like shave was, it was just all the rave.
Mm-hmm. All know? The rave.
It was all the rave. Mm-hmm. Like, you had to have it shaved down completely. But after a while, people are like, you know what? Fire? Oh, my God. Don't even get me started. Mm-hmm. Bunch of pork bits.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I wish I would have saved some of my garlic rice because that's fucking good.
Dude.
Oh.
Bam.
Butang in a yes.
Wow. This is really good. Shout out to, let me say this place one more time. Goto
have
hell.
Some fun.
No. Goto et Silog.
Bunch of pork bits.
Before we talk about pubes some more, the actual Uber Eats delivery person was an older Filipino couple.
Oh.
And I don't know if they were just coming from the restaurant or what, but they fucking pulled up, saw me, started speaking Tagalog, said something to me, and I was like, and my immediate response was to reply in Thai, because I didn't know what they were saying. And I was like, cop, because I didn't know what they were saying.
That's the fucking funniest thing ever, dude. They're all speaking to you in Tagalog, and all of a sudden you just go, hey, sawati cop.
cop, yeah.
Like, oh my God, he is a retard.
Yeah, I don't know what they were saying, but they were adorable, and I just smiled.
I'll tell you this, man. This is fucking delicious.
Mm.
You know, if you guys don't, if you've never had sisig before, right? If you are off put by pork, this might not be your favorite dish because you're going to have like everything in here.
Yeah.
A little bit of pork belly, a little snout, a little bit of everything. You know, it's going to be a little gelatinous, very porky, salty, but seasoned very well. But this fatty, gelatinous thing with rice, I think it's very fucking delicious.
This shit right here popping, super garlicky too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, but
wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. Okay. Pubes. Getting your penis sucked.
Like, I like a nice, fresh-shaved cooch, but I also like a little bit of landing strip.
Yeah.
I like it. I think it's very cute.
Yeah, man. I think we grew up on the porn of the 90s, so everybody was completely bald.
Yeah.
I almost feel like there's a pube renaissance going on right now.
It's like, hey, fuck it. It's supposed to be there.
Yeah, where a lot of women are leaving some pubes, a little landing strip, a little small little bush.
I like switching it up every now and then. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, let it grow out, shave it up. Let it grow out, shave it out.
Yeah.
Have like, a little bit of both.
Like a fucking lace front wig.
Yeah.
You know, one week it's there's a bunch of hair there. One week there's not.
You just don't know what's going to happen next. I like it a lot. Let me tell you something. I remember the exact moment lace front wigs started coming in. So if you guys don't know, my parents own a black beauty supply store. So I used to work that all the time. I used to run the business. Lace front wigs were so revolutionary because when you used to wear these, like, even if it was like human hair wigs, you could always tell where your wig started and where it ended, right? So these lace front wigs were so good because at the time, you know, while you're using like hair glue and everything else, or they would call it wig tape, you would attach it. And then it would actually kind of create this illusion that you would have baby hairs.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually looked like you got a fresh weave. So lace front wigs popped off. And one of the biggest factors for it, and I remember this specifically, is because people wouldn't know what a lace front wig was.
Mm.
And they would be like, hey, I want the wig that Beyonce has.
Ah.
And Beyonce, I'm not sure if this is universally true, but for us in our store at the time, Beyonce was the one that blew up lace front wigs.
Really?
Yeah. And so everybody was asking for the Beyonce wig, and it was the lace front ones. And so that really was a huge change in like the hair industry. Lace front wigs were the shit. And you have to understand, for people who aren't black, getting your hair done is a fucking ordeal.
Mm-hmm.
It is a, like, if you have already straight hair and you think that your hair process is exhausting, try being a black woman that has to get her done hair done extensively. It is hours on top of hours on top of hours on top of hours.
They got to get that shit braided, and then they got to, like, fucking, like, and then there's the fucking, I don't know. You tell me.
There's a lot, depending on what your hairstyle is, right? Yeah. The whole process is very fucking different. Even from, like, if you want to, I don't know, let's say you want to do braids, right? You want to get cornrows. All these processes, all these different techniques are very different, and you go for different stylists that can do things very well. There's braid specialists, right? Mm-hmm. There's weave specialists. It depends on who your lady is or who your guy is.
Right.
So, like, that lace front wig thing, like, I remember when it blew up, it was like, fuck it. Guess what? Now I don't have to get a fucking sit down and get a weave done, right? If I want it to look nice and natural, I just get a dope ass human hair lace front wig, and I'ma look popping. And it was pretty amazing.
Have you seen what they're doing with the hair pieces on men, dog?
Bro, shout out to Dietrix. That bald motherfucker, dude. Dog, his video cracked me up so hard. It shook me.
Yeah.
Because I thought this motherfucker had a full head of hair. Mm-hmm. That's a young kids, if you ever want to be a B-boy, stop doing head spins because that's what's going to happen. Because he didn't lose hair because of male pattern baldness. He did it because he just grinded his hair away.
Wow. And also, like, have you seen, like, the shit with, like, the barbers? Like, you know, with the fades, they'll put it, they'll glue it on, and then they get the, they fade it in. You can't even tell.
Dude, they look, they went from age 60 all the way down to 30.
It's wild.
Let me tell you something. If I go bald, I'm getting a hairpiece.
Are you really?
I will.
I feel like your shit's just gonna thin out. Your hairline's gonna be good, though.
Yeah, so apparently I found out, you know, just I'm so nervous about it. Like, look, if you're in your 30s and you still have your hair, you're gonna keep your hair for a long time.
Okay.
Like, at least up until your 50s, and it'll just thin out, and you'll still have hair, though, which is fine by me. But if, in fact, let's say in my 40s,
yeah,
I'm going bald, your boy gonna get a hairpiece. So I'm not gonna do the Turkish surgery thing. I'm just gonna get the hairpiece done, and I'll keep it around till I'm 60, and then after that, fuck it, be bald.
Fuck it, dog.
I don't care.
You look cool bald.
If I go bald, I'm gonna be buff as shit. I can't be fucking fat and bald. I'll get so many Buddha jokes.
Well, I know. It's a cool look, though.
No, but I have to be buff.
Oh, man.
I need something to kind of counterbalance all that shit out.
I'll tell you, I've been eating fairly clean for the past, like, week and a half. And it works. I lost, like, 5 pounds. Like,
it fucking works, man.
Just shedded. And,
oh, is that why? You got your guns out today?
I got the guns out. I'm not wearing any pants under here. But you know, I've been feeling good.
This man sent me his penis again. And I was so upset. I was so upset. I should have known. I should have known.
Okay, so for context here.
No context needed. The episode's ending.
Of course, we've talked about the Drake dick pic that I got in my phone, right?
Yeah.
So last time we talked about it on the podcast, I was like, I'm gonna just show this for the picture, right? So took a break. I showed David the Drake pic, right? So I was getting my hair cut by the homie Sergio, who David introduced me to. We were doing a little house call at the house. And I was telling Sergio about this picture because it's funny because I was scrolling through my shit. He's like, yeah, you know what's funny? Sergio was saying that sometimes when he's cutting people's hair, he'll kind of glance down when they're on their phones. And he'll see pictures of, like, the dude's dicks, like, just in their camera roll, right?
That's so funny.
And I was like, dog, I got the funniest dick pic in my shit. And he's like, and I told him about it. And he's like, has anyone seen it? I was like, well, yeah, you know, a couple people. Chia's seen it. I was like, oh, David's seen it. And Sergio was like, send it to him right now. So I was like, all right. So I sent it. But I sent it with the iMessage blur.
He did it with the stupid blur thing, right? And for some reason, like, when you look at the blur, it looks like it's a naked woman. And so I start erasing it from the bottom, and I just see the bottom of the shaft, and I was like, I know what pic this is. This is a picture of a penis.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can kind of see in the blur, you see this little image on top of the dick. I'm like, this is his Drake pic.
Oh. You started from the bottom.
Yes.
When you were looking at that picture.
Uh-huh. Started from the bottom, now I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Depressed. You fucking dick pic sender.
Well, you know what this means? You owe me, dude.
I've never sent a dick pic in my life.
Run it.
I don't have one.
Run it.
I don't have one.
Take it. Take it and run it.
All right, and I'm going to do it after I jump in a pool, too, so it's going to be super small.
And while you're drunk, so it's all red.
Yeah. My penis turns red like my face.
Did I tell you about, I probably told you the first time I showed a girl my erect penis, and then she screamed. Did I tell you about this?
Yeah.
She said, why is it purple?
Asian dicks are purple, dude.
Yeah, yeah. When we get erect, the blood flow makes our dicks purple. Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's because the whole thing is breath. It's so nervous.
It's just, he's like, I'm ready to go. Send me in.
Send me in, buddy. This sisig is fucking delicious, and I'm a little crazy right now.
Well, we're going to take a little. No, you know what? We're done. Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for watching another episode of Dudes Behind the Foods. And look, hey, if you guys are sick of all the ad reads we do, I know we read a lot of ads on the past couple episodes. Well, first of all, why are you complaining? You can literally fast forward, you dummies. But secondly, if you don't want to listen to ads, You can watch our episodes ad-free on... What's the name of it, Robin?
Supercast?
Supercast! Link also below.
If you're listening to the podcast with ads, you're supporting us without having to spend money. So thank you very much. And then support our sponsor because it supports us. We appreciate you very much. Butangina, yes.
Butangina, yay! Butangina, mm-hmm. So you can click the link below to watch our episodes without ads. Or you can click the link below to, if you enjoyed the ads that we ran on this episode, all right? All that shit.
Either way. Love you very much.
Love you very much. We love you so much. Take care of yourself and each other. Rest in peace, Jerry Springer. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Dudes Behind the Foods. I'm Tim Chantharongsu.
And Jerry Springer died. I'm David So. Bye. Yo, it's the dudes. Behind the foods. Dudes. Behind the foods.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.